gospel will overcome. In a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun, where darkness is veiled, the light of the sun.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day, each Friday and Saturday at 11:30 and each Sunday at noon. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
Hey, Gracie, I told you, no fubbing while we're on the air.
I'm sorry, what? I was texting.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. You're not paying attention. Although I was actually scared to say that word, fubbing. I had never heard of that word till just recently. Have you?
Well, me neither, but apparently it's a phenomenon.
It is a phenomenon. Jim Dennison points out that fubbing is the latest new word to make headlines. What in the world is fubbing? Well, it is the act of snubbing someone in a social setting by looking at your phone instead of paying attention. And it's a real problem.
Here we have a man who's chosen to Instagram his apple pie a la mode. While he fumbles through the filters, his ice cream has gotten a la hot and the pie a la cold. As you can see, this street performer's drawn a crowd to watch him do his thing. But instead of just enjoying the show, it seems everyone's decided to make a documentary. Notice this unreasonably attractive couple enjoying a reasonably priced Italian dinner together. Social networking instead of working.
Oh, getting to know each other better. Hey, Gary was funny while we were talking.
Oh, man.
Brought in Rhett and Link on us there.
Well, they're funny.
They are funny. No, and we're going to have a little bit of fun today, but we're going to try to obviously talk about something in a funny way that is serious. I mean, the reality is we don't want to be rude to one another. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just one thing. But Dennison points out that a paper published in Computers and Human Behavior reports that ignoring people in favor of your phone can cause them to feel depressed.
Mm.
That's pretty bad. And less satisfied with life. So the next time you're on your phone while someone else is talking or you're, you know, at the ice cream parlor and,
right,
and you're not paying attention, you can actually cause someone to be less satisfied with life. And, of course, if you're in a relationship and you're on that phone while, you know, you're supposed to be having an intimate dinner or something, I mean, I suppose that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not making fun of that.
Right.
I think that's part of the issue here. Researchers discovered, just a couple more, you know, technical points here, and we're going to talk about it, that the more partners fubbed, by the way, P-H-U-B-B-E-B,
right,
okay, the more conflict was felt in the relationship.
Makes sense.
Well, yeah, that's right. And of those participating in the study, 46.3% said they experienced fubbing from their significant other.
Oh.
And 22.6% said this led to problems in their relationship.
Yikes.
Do you see this as a problem?
Well,
I mean, do you see it? Do you see it happening?
I see it everywhere.
We can talk about whether or not it's a problem, but yeah, you
right,
see it everywhere.
Everywhere. At dinner, when you're out to dinner. I've seen a family of four out to dinner before, and every single one of them is on some kind of device. You know, the dad's on a cell phone, the
right,
kids are on a tablet, the server comes up to serve them their drink, and they're just all sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure anybody with a cell phone is, well, maybe not anybody, but most people are probably guilty of this at some point in their lives where they're talking to someone face-to-face, and then they look at their phone to respond to a text or look at something. Or,
yeah. I have to admit, I don't think I do this regularly. I don't think I'm like a chronic fubber.
just an occasional fubber.
Just an occasional fubber. I have fubbed from time to time.
Mm.
You know, I've maybe been talking to somebody while looking at my cell phone. And if some of the time you're having an interesting conversation,
mm-hmm,
and you know, you think of something, oh, this would be great to add to the conversation, mm-hmm, something you saw on the web, or maybe you're going to do a mm-hmm little search, and you go searching and you find it, And so maybe that's rude. Maybe you're actually going to contribute. But a lot of times people are just way off in la la land.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I was thinking about, we have some cousins.
Uh-huh.
And the way they interact with one another, they're all like scientists and stuff.
Oh, hope they're not listening.
Well, not much chance of that. Just kidding. But, I mean, they're in the lab right now.
Right, the folk
that are my age, you know, they're in the lab working on, you know, stuff. In fact, we had them on the broadcast a few years ago. One of them's an epidemiologist, the other's in computer informatics, and they're working on cancer research and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a great work. But then they have two sons.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's like a PhD in math or something.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. I can't even talk to him. No, I'm joking. We can talk, but I'm still working on my times tables. But the other one just graduated. I don't even know what he was studying. Do you?
Some kind of math thing, too.
Oh, they're both in math, yeah.
I think so.
So anyway, we're getting bogged down here. But they sit around. This is how they communicate with all four of them in the room and with their laptops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're watching television and they're talking and they're Googling stuff and they're interacting with all the stuff. This is, you know, fubbing to the max, but they love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most people don't love it.
Right.
Did you know that there's actually a website dedicated to what Jim Dennison calls this problem?
Really?
Yeah. StopFubbing.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
I
We should start selling bumper stickers.
Well, believe it or not, they have bumper stickers.
Oh, yes, I'm buying them all.
You can vote for fubbing. You can vote against fubbing. They've got all these statistics. I'm going to read some of these, but speaking of bumper stickers, hang on. I got to scroll down here. Let me fub for just a moment while we talk. they have posters you can put out, bumper stickers. You can even do a fubbing intervention. They've got a sample email where you can plug in, you know, certain variables and you know, send it to whoever. They'll send it for you. But here's you know how you got these public service announcements and public service signs all over town? Down with fubbing downloads. You know, like I said, they've got, you can download these posters. Here's one. While you finish updating your status, we'll gladly serve the polite person behind you. And I thought that was good. Here's another one. Attention fubbers, no tweeting, no Facebook, no Instagram, no Foursquare, no sexting. How about no sexting ever?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be the poster I'd put up there. But and I don't even know what Foursquare is. You know what that is?
Not really.
All right, hopefully.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I've heard of it.
They've got Stop Fubbing Decals. I mean, on and on we could go. Oh, a wedding place card. Stop Fubbing Wedding Place Card.
Oh, I would love to.
You're a photographer.
I'm a photographer.
You
encounter
do the wedding thing?
Fubbing all of the time.
You need to get the card and put it at the tables and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway. Let me scroll back up here, though, because some of this is quite interesting. At least it's interesting to me. Maybe I'm... I don't know, the one guy that finds this website interesting, I don't know. But
well, obviously not.
Well, true. I mean, as they say, fubbing is rife throughout the world. Just imagine couples of the future sitting in silence, relationships based on status updates, the ability to talk or communicate face-to-face completely eradicated. Something must be done, and it must be done now. Now, I'm wondering if this is sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it looks like they're serious.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being a little tongue-in-cheek, but we're also serious, so it's kind of a fun thing, but but it's a serious thing as well. I don't want to be too glib about this. So anyway, by the way, if we're going to stop fubbing, we need to stop my pregnant pauses. You know, I know you've warned me
about
that.
I get onto him for his
Yes, you do. An average restaurant, this is going back to something you were getting at a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
Average restaurant will see 36 cases of fubbing per dinner session.
Oh, that seems low to me.
Yeah, it seems low to me, too, as I look around.
This
is equal to spending 570 days alone while in the company of others.
Oh, wow.
How about this? 97% of people claim their food tasted worse while being a victim of fubbing.
Is that true?
Well, that's what they say. They've done these surveys.
because it's on the internet, it means it's true.
Well, but if I'm having dinner with my wife,
right.
let's say, and she starts fubbing.
Right. Which she...
Sounds really bad. Mm. Let's redefine. I mean, let's make sure everybody knows what we're talking about. We're talking about...
Snubbing someone with your phone.
Yeah. Say that again. I mean...
Snubbing someone with your phone.
Yeah. And so she starts to do that. I mean, it's not going to hurt my, you know, palate too bad because I love food.
Yeah. Same here.
In fact, it might give me a chance to enjoy... No, no!
Oh, my goodness.
No, but no, I think my food would taste worse. I wouldn't be having a fun time.
Right, well...
I actually like my wife.
The ironic thing about this is that on Facebook, we will get... people will share videos like this all the time on their news feeds. There's popular videos of where people will write really poetical things about how you should get off your phone and look up and... etc.
Yeah.
But the ironic thing is that these things are being shared on the internet to each other, and you're watching this video. Hey, look at this video on my phone.
That's true.
Oh, we need to stop using our phone.
That's how a lot of folk communicate with me, including you. You're like, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen this? And I do it too.
Right.
We'll be having a conversation, and a video or a song will pop in my mind. I'll say, hey, let me pull this up. But at least I let you know what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some biblical dynamics here in just a moment, but we're still kind of setting it up here in the first half. But obviously, it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's something. You're going to love this. 92% of repeat fubbers. Repeat offenders. 92% of repeat fubbers go on to become politicians.
That is not true.
It's right here.
That is not true.
It's on the website.
Oh, I believe it.
Yes. It is. Look at politicians, you know. I'm just... 87% of teens would rather communicate via text than face-to-face.
Well...
I believe that.
I do believe that.
You know that's true.
Or definitely better than a phone conversation.
Oh, yeah. I know. I try to call you. You don't want to talk to me. You want to text me.
I like texting.
And
I like
hate
sending
texting.
Emails.
Like, I cannot have a long conversation through texting.
It's just easier, man.
I know. But, you know, when you're fubbing, you're saying to your significant other, you know, I'm not really satisfied with you.
I need to be responding to this text because this person's obviously more important than you.
That's right. Got other things to do, other things to think about. You're just so uninteresting. You're just so boring. I'm beginning to get the message. There's a lot of fubbers around me. Wonder if it's me. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Founder, editor, and CEO of WND.com, Joseph Farah.
In the standards of American journalism that we created here in the last couple hundred years, the goal should be truth.
I'm Rich Rosel. Join Trace Embry and me as we talk with Joseph Farah next time on License to Parent.
License to Parent every Monday at 11 on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-553-1851. 800-553-1851.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-553-1851. 800-553-1851.
Hi, I'm Lena Smith with Piedmont Women's Center. If you're looking for a fun thing to do with the whole family, join our pro-life effort in the Piedmont Women's Center's 5K Race for Life on Saturday, October 17th. We work daily to help protect the lives of the unborn in the upstate. These funds keep our doors open and lights on. Our certified 5K and kids fun run on October 17th is perfect for everyone. Visit PiedmontWomenCenterEvents.com. Yes, that's PiedmontWomenCenterEvents.com.
You found Christian Talk 660.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. For more resources, including articles, books, and archived broadcasts, simply log on to trueworldview.net. Once again, here's your host for today's edition, Dr. Paul Dean.
Hey, welcome back to the Pub Club. I got that from my producer. I can't take credit. Gary is over here cracking jokes on us. Talking about Fred McMurray, Fubber, son of Fubber. You remember that movie?
Flubber?
Flubber, yeah. I'm glad.
That's what I thought of when you first said the term. I was like, wait, we're going to talk about Flubber? What? No.
It's the latest craze. Everybody's talking about it. It's wreaking havoc all over, right?
Right.
It's true of Flubber or Fubber. Now, define fubbing again for those who just joined us.
It's snubbing someone by being on your phone or blowing somebody off or texting while you're in the middle of a conversation with someone.
Yes. That's right. The majority of fubbers use their phone to make a status update. You know, we're having a conversation. Oh, I just remember I got to make a status update.
I just had having a great conversation with my friend. We are talking about some awesome things. Would love to talk about it with you sometime.
I love the way you did the motion there.
Well, I'm on the radio.
I know you're on the radio. They can't see, but it was cool. You even hit send. It's like you're experienced in this. It's like, whoa. Yeah, so you do the status update. Obviously, the majority of fubbers use their phone to text someone better than you. Purchase music. Here's one. Google Chuck Norris.
This website is cracking me up.
Yeah. Play games, search for laundromat. Anyway, LOL at a joke that isn't yours. So anyway, let's talk about this a little more seriously. Not to, you know, we're not signaling to the folk, okay, we're getting to the boring side of the broadcast.
No, this is the part of the broadcast where stuff matters.
That's right. Stuff matters. What about this? I mean, it can be very rude.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, as Christians, we don't be rude to others, right?
Right.
And we are saying to them, I'm not satisfied with this conversation right now, or I'm bored, or something else is more interesting.
It's just inconsiderate.
It's inconsiderate. And even if you are bored, I mean, what about the Christian virtue of being considerate of others, considering others better than yourself?
Mm.
Right? Staying dialed in. I know it's hard with some people.
Right.
Apparently. It's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hurtful. I mean, we read that some people become depressed, mm-hmm. depending upon how much it goes on. Some people feel like life is difficult as a result of it.
And you miss having an actual conversation with someone face-to-face, a human being.
Yes.
I've done this before with my family at home.
Mm.
You know, you'll be telling me some great insight into my life,
yes.
and I'm on the phone texting, and then you'll say, did you get what I just said? And I'm like, can you repeat that?
That's right.
So I'm missing wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, in certain cases.
Well, in certain cases, not in every case.
Right, or missing, you know, or my little sister telling me a story that she wants me to listen to. I need to give her my full attention, out of respect for her.
That's right, because she loves you.
And I love her.
Yeah, she loves being around and talking to big sis.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, I hear you say sometimes what I used to think and say to my dad from time to time. My dad would be telling me something, and he'd go on and on and on and on, and I'd be like, can you not just cut to the chase?
Right.
And he was a very, logical thinker, very
mm-hmm.
rational thinker. And so, you know, he'd want to make these points and he'd want me to understand. And I was very impatient. And part mm-hmm. of that, of course, is, again, I feel like what you're saying is not important, or, you know, we don't need all this extraneous information. Just cut to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would say. But, you know, the reality is sometimes the extraneous information, or that which you think is extraneous, is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like you say, it's respect for the other person to let them make their point, because there may be a subtlety you miss if you're not willing to wade through.
Right. And my generation, especially, is we have a very short attention span.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that maybe is connected to the fact that we're just constantly on our phones. We're constantly on mm-hmm. the internet, moving from one thing to the next. We got to have, you know, 30 seconds of this, 30 seconds of that. And, you know, listening to someone actually have a long conversation with us is boring.
Yeah.
Which it shouldn't be. We need to engage our minds.
Well, that's right. And actually, I was thinking about that a little bit earlier. I jotted down some things that, you know, we could say about this phenomena of fubbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some personal things and then some macro kind of things, some cultural kind of mm-hmm. things. And I think you've hit on one of those macro kinds of things. On the one hand, I think young people especially, and of course, we're buying into it. I mean, mm-hmm. our whole culture. Mm-hmm. But we have altered the way that we interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not all of that is bad.
Right.
You know, we're not, I'm not one of those guys who says, okay, everything new is bad.
Right.
Everything old is good. Let's go back. You know, I want to be a dinosaur. No, you know what? It's really better now than when I was a kid. I mean, cell phones are better. Mm-hmm. You know, the cars we have, the internet. I mean, there is lots that mm-hmm. is better.
Right. I mean, Skype your friend across the world.
Yes.
You can see them face to face. You
yes.
don't have to wait 4 months to send them a letter.
That's
I don't know
right.
how long it takes.
Well, no. Used to, you know, you'd have to either write a letter mm-hmm. and it would take forever or, you know, look, writing a paper. When I was in college, I still used a typewriter. Oh, and if you make a mistake, it's out with the eraser
right.
and the whiteout. It was just, it was terrible.
Maybe that's good. Maybe it was better for your brain.
Maybe. I don't know. But a word processor sure is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of communication, I remember when, just as a side issue here, mobile phones were before, mm-hmm. you know, cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were cell phones, I guess, but they were, anyway, they were tied to your car.
Right.
Unless you wanted to carry this big suitcase around and pull out this big, you know, phone the size of your lower arm, you know. But I had a phone. In my car, I was in the real estate business back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a phone in my car. It was attached. And $50 a month for 100 minutes.
Yikes.
Yeah. Made some real estate deals on that phone. So, you know, it was worth it. But we didn't just sit around talking to everybody.
Right.
And now, of course, the fact that I can carry around a phone in my pocket. But not only a phone. It's got the internet on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, you know, music on mm-hmm. it. All kinds of things, texting,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the social media that everybody's into. So at one level, yeah, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But because of the way that we interact with one another in terms of communication has been altered, there
mm-hmm.
are problems that are created. It is an issue if we spend the vast majority of our time communicating through technology rather than face-to-face.
Right.
I think it's a problem when you and I, for example, we're trying to have a theological discussion via texting. Now, I'm not rebuking you on
uh-huh.
the air here.
Well, it'd be okay if you were.
There are times when I love to text far more than I love to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're trying to have a theological discussion, you know, part of the problem for me is I don't text very fast and I can't keep up. That's number one. Number, you know, so I feel like, you know, I feel like I got to write a paper, whereas if we just, you know, open the phone and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we were face-to-face, what would be different about that?
Well, then we could interact and see each other's nonverbal communication.
That's
as
right.
well as the, what you're talking about.
That's right. And nonverbal communication is so important. When
mm-hmm.
you really want to have a meeting of the mind,
mm-hmm.
when you really want to communicate, when you really want to, you know, it doesn't have to be theology. It could be anything, whatever. You know, you're trying to explain, you know, why I did this or why I didn't do that or why you're misperceiving what I'm saying, and that's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, everybody knows that. I don't want to, you know, get bogged down here. But it does make it more difficult sometimes for people to develop deep relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that is because, like you said a moment ago, we have become accustomed to communicating in snippets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've become a master at the short text because I don't text very well.
Really? Your texts are quite long.
Okay. Well, I've become a master
it's
in my
shorter.
Own mind.
It's shorter. You've gotten
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that's right. But sometimes, you know, just, you know, use the proverbial K, you know,
Okay.
Or my youngest daughter hates it. She said, can you at least just say okay? Well, anyway, just hit the K. It's good. But, you know, part of the communication breakdown and why we can have a difficult time developing deep and meaningful relationships is because there's a sense in which we are now perpetually distracted.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't sit around thinking deeply like we used to. I mean, thinking deeply is important.
Right. Sometimes I'll just, out of habit, check my phone, even though I know that there's nothing to check. It's just something that, oh, I've been sitting here, haven't used my phone in a while. Oh, let me see what's going on. Oh, still no text messages. Still the same background on my phone. Why am I doing this?
Well, every break I have now, it's to the phone.
Right.
Right? It's like, to the bat cave, Robin. It's immediately, to the phone. I coach swimming part-time, you know. I'm doing the dad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being a little league, I'm swim.
Mm-hmm.
12 times during practice, you know, they're swimming these mindless laps back and forth. Hey, I'm checking my text. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Checking stock prices. I don't know. I'm checking email.
Right.
Checking it out. Checking up Greek words, you know. The Blue Letter Bible out there on the internet. It's right there on the internet. Easy access. But we do need to give ourselves to meditation sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't do that anymore. Meditating on Scripture. How about prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes all of this distraction, you know, it militates against communing with God,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
It's hard to have quiet time without feeling like you need to check your phone.
That's right.
And without thinking about something else because our minds are so distracted.
That's right.
So easily.
Yeah, I'll be in my study, you know, working on this, edit. My phone's right there. And I, like you say, out of habit, just pick it up all the time. So there's a sense in which we can, you know, fail to build real community on a macro level. So, you know, just by way of review, we can strain relationships. We can belittle others when we're on the phone, when we're checking a text, reading the internet, when we're supposed to be having dinner with someone. We're demeaning others. Mm-hmm. We diminish others. We're being selfish. We're communicating certain things for sure. You're uninteresting. I don't care about you. I'd rather be somewhere else. So we just got
to
be careful.
We need to do unto others as they would do unto you.
There you go. Thanks for bringing in the scriptures. I should have done that.
That's why I'm here.
I was looking at my phone. Anyway.
Be considerate. Consider others better than yourself.
That's right. That's right. There's another Bible verse. So stop fubbing. Just stop it.
And start living.
We can make a slogan. Stop fubbing. Start living. Hey, let's do that.
I will do it.
From now on.
I'm
on
ready.
Dean's List.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Join us each week at 11:30 on Friday and Saturday, and noon on Sunday for The Dean's List.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.